Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 16th of May 2024. Essence. Sweet children, pay attention to reforming yourselves. Imbibe divine virtues. The Father never gets upset with anyone, but he does give you teachings. Therefore, there is no question to be afraid. Question. What should you children have in your awareness so that you don't waste your time? Answer. This is the time of the confluence age, and you have won a very big lottery. The Father is making us into deities like diamonds. If you have this awareness, you would not waste your time. This knowledge is your source of income, and you must therefore never miss your study. Maya will try to take you into body consciousness, but when you have direct yoga with the Father, your time will be used in a worthwhile way. Om Shanti. You children know that this is the Father and that there is no need to be afraid of anything. He is not a sadhu or a mahatma that he would have bad wishes for you or get angry with you. Those gurus, etc., have a lot of anger. So people are afraid of them and think that they will perhaps curse them. There is nothing like that here. There is nothing for you children to be afraid of. Those who are mischievous are afraid of the Father. A physical father would get angry, but this Father here never gets angry. He explains, if you don't remember the Father, your sins won't be absolved. You will cause yourselves a loss for birth after birth. The Father explains this so that you can be reformed for the future. It isn't that the Father gets upset. The Father continues to explain to you, children, in order to reform yourselves, pay attention to the pilgrimage of remembrance. As well as that, keep the discus of self-realization in your intellects and imbibe divine virtues. Remembrance is the main thing. The knowledge of the world cycle is very simple. It is your source of income. However, together with that, you also have to imbibe divine virtues. At this time, people have totally devilish traits. Even little children have devilish traits, but you mustn't beat them at all. They would learn that from you. In the Golden Age, they won't learn any of this. Here, children learn everything from their parents. Baba is talking about poor people, but for the wealthy, it is as though it is heaven here. They don't need this knowledge. This is a study. The teacher who teaches and reforms you is needed. So the Father is talking about the poor, what their condition is, and how children become spoilt. Children continue to see and learn from their parents, and so all of them become spoilt in their childhood. This spiritual father says, I am also the Lord of the poor. I explain to you, look what the condition of human beings has become. The world is tamopradan. There is a limit to its being tamopradan. It has now been 1,250 years since the Iron Age started. Not a single day more or less. When the world became totally Tamo Pradhan, the father had to come. The father says, I am bound by the bond of the drama. I have to come. In the beginning, so many poor people came. Wealthy ones also came, and both types would sit together. Daughters from grand homes came running here. They didn't bring anything with them. There was so much upheaval. Whatever had to happen in the drama happened. No one even thought that that would happen. Baba himself used to wonder what was happening. Their history was very wonderful. That was also fixed in the drama. Baba told everyone, "Bring a letter from your home saying that you are going to drink the nectar of knowledge." Then their husbands came back from abroad and asked for poison. Those children said, "We have drunk the nectar of knowledge, so how can we give you poison?" They had a song about this. This is called the activities. They have written about the divine activities of Sri Krishna in the scriptures. This cannot be said of Sri Krishna. So all of this is fixed in the drama. All of this continues to happen in the drama. There is fun and games, etc. Here both fathers say, "We did not do anything. It was the performance of the drama that continued. Little children came and they have now grown up." The trance messengers brought such wonderful names for the children. Then out of those, some ran away. Their names were no longer kept and their old names continued. This is why there is no rosary of Brahmins. You don't have anything at all. Previously, you used to turn the beads of a rosary, and you are now becoming the beads of the rosary. There is no devotion there. This knowledge is for understanding. It is knowledge of a second. That one is called the ocean of knowledge. Even if you make the whole ocean into ink and the forest into pens, it would not run out, and yet it is a matter of a second. You now know Alpha, and so you definitely have to receive Beta, the kingdom. It requires effort to make your stage like that, that is, to become pure from impure. The father says, "Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your unlimited Father." This requires effort. There is the teacher who inspires you to make effort, but if it is not in someone's fortune, what can the teacher do? The teacher teaches you. It isn't that he would take bribes and let you pass. You children understand that Bap and Dada are both together. Bap Dada receives letters from many daughters. Shiv Baba, care of Prajapita Brahma. You claim your inheritance from the father through this Dada. There is the tree Murti. Establishment is carried out through Brahma. Brahma cannot be called the creator. That father is the creator of the unlimited. Prajapita Brahma is also unlimited. If there is Prajapita Brahma, there has to be many people. All of them say, "He is the great-great-grandfather." Shiv Baba is not called the great-great-grandfather. He is the Father of all souls. All souls are brothers. Then they become brothers and sisters. The head of the unlimited genealogical tree is Prajapita Brahma. Just as there is a genealogical tree of a clan, so this is the unlimited genealogical tree. Whom do you call Adam and Bibi, Adam and Eve? You would call Brahma and Saraswati that. The genealogical tree has now become very big. The whole tree has now reached a state of total decay, and a new one is required. This is called the tree of the variety of religions. There is a variety of features. The features of no two are the same. The part of each one's activities is different. These are very deep matters. Those with small intellects cannot understand these things. It is very difficult. I, the soul, am a tiny point. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is also a tiny point. He comes and sits next to this one. A soul is not bigger or smaller. The part that Bap and Dada both play together is so wonderful. Baba has taken this very experienced chariot. Baba himself explains, this one is the lucky chariot. The soul is sitting in this building, that is, in this chariot. What do you think? Would I rent my building or chariot to such a father? This is why this one is called the lucky chariot, in which the father sits and makes you children into deities like diamonds. Previously, you didn't understand this. You had degraded intellects. You children now understand this, and so you should make effort very well. You mustn't waste your time. By wasting your time in school, you fail. The father is presenting you with a very big lottery. When someone takes birth to a king, it is as though he has won a lottery. For those who are poverty-stricken, it would not be called a lottery. This is the highest lottery of all. You mustn't waste your time in this. Baba knows that there is boxing with Maya. Maya repeatedly makes you body conscious. You have direct yoga with the Father. He is sitting personally in front of you. This is why, according to the drama, you come here to be refreshed. The Father says, you have to imbibe the things that I explain to you. You receive this knowledge at this time, and it then disappears. Many souls will go to the land of peace, and then, after a cycle, the path of devotion begins. For half a cycle, you have been studying the Vedas and scriptures. You have been performing devotion. The main thing is now explained to you. Remember the Father, and your sins of many births will be absolved. This knowledge is your source of income. You become multi-million times fortunate through this. You become the masters of heaven. There you have all happiness. The Father reminds you, I gave you such limitless happiness of heaven. You are the masters of heaven, and then you lost everything. You became slaves of Ravan. This is such a wonderful play of Ram and Ravan. It will also take place again. It is an eternally predestined play. You remain ever healthy and wealthy in heaven. Here, people spend so much to make themselves healthy, and that too is just for one birth. What does it cost you to become ever healthy for half a cycle? Not even a single new penny. Deities are ever healthy. You have come here to become ever healthy. No one, apart from the One Father, can make everyone ever healthy. You are now becoming full of all virtues. You are now at the confluence age. The Father is making you into the masters of the new world. According to the drama plan, you cannot become a deity until you become a Brahmin. You cannot become deities unless you come to the Father at the confluence age and become the most elevated human beings who follow the highest codes of conduct. Acha. Today, Baba taught you spiritual drill, spoke knowledge, and also cautioned you children not to be careless. Do not speak bad or wrong words. Remain in silence and remember the Father. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to have your sins absolved and to reform yourselves, pay full attention to the pilgrimage of remembrance. Imbibe divine virtues. 2. In order to become deities, make effort at the confluence age to become the most elevated human beings who follow the highest codes of conduct. Do not waste your time in being careless. Blessing. May you become a master ocean of knowledge and donate the elevated treasures of this knowledge as a great donor. Just as the Father is the ocean of knowledge, in the same way, you have to become a master ocean of knowledge and constantly continue to donate this knowledge to everyone. You have such elevated treasures of knowledge within you. Become filled with these treasures and serve others with your experiences of remembrance. Become a great donor and continue to donate the treasures you have received, because the more you donate these treasures, the more they will increase. To be a great donor does not mean to give, but to fill yourself even more. Slogan: together with being liberated in life, be detached from your body, for to become bodiless is the last stage of effort. Om Shanti. Sweet elevated versions of Mateshwari. Renunciation by the Kumaris and mothers in front of the Supreme Soul in an incognito form. People of the world should now have thought of why these Kumaris and mothers have had renunciation. This is not any form of Hatha Yoga or renunciation of karma. but it is absolutely and definitely easy yoga, Raja Yoga, Karma Yoga, and renunciation. God, the Supreme Soul Himself, comes and inspires you to die alive and have renunciation with your mind, your body, and all your physical organs. That is, you definitely have to have complete renunciation of the five vices. God comes and says, make a donation and the omens will be removed. The omens of Maya that have existed for half a cycle have made souls impure, and they have to be made pure again. Look, the souls of the deities are so pure and sparkling. When a soul is pure, he receives a pure body which is free from disease. Renunciation too is only possible when you first receive something. When the child of a poor person is adopted by a wealthy person, he definitely sees something and therefore allows himself to be adopted. But the child of a wealthy person would not be adopted by a poor person. So here, this is not an orphanage. Here there are very wealthy people, mothers and kumaris, who come from grand families, and people of the world still want them to return to their homes. However, what did they receive here that they completely renounced the wealth of Maya, material possessions, etc.? They must definitely have received greater peace and happiness here than from them, because that is why they rejected that wealth and material possessions, just as King Gopichand and Meera renounced their kingship and queenship. That is, they renounced their kingdom. This is godly supersensuous alaukic happiness, in front of which worldly material possessions are nothing. They know that by dying alive here, they will claim their sovereignty in the land of immortality for birth after birth. And this is why they are making effort to create their future. To belong to God means to be His, to surrender everything to Him, and He will then give you an imperishable status in return. So God Himself comes at the confluence age and fulfills this desire of yours, because you know that your bodies, minds, and wealth are all going to be burnt away in the flames of destruction. Therefore, why not use them in a worthwhile way in the name of God? You now have to understand this secret. When everything is to be destroyed, what would I do with anything I take? I do not have to build palaces and sit here as the sannyasis and mandalishwars do. However, by sowing seeds in the name of God, you belong to Him there for birth after birth. This is an incognito secret. God is the bestower. When you give onefold, you receive 100-fold. However, you first have to have toleration on this path of knowledge. To the extent that you have toleration, so there will be that impact at the end. Therefore, make effort now. Acha.